All right, Teboho, you want to say you're a UNISA student, are you?
I am. I'm actually studying law, but what I've noticed is that there's private tutors always sending you messages of assignments and exam papers that you can get, and they always have the right one. So they are the ones in business with these professors, with these lecturers. They get everything from there, and these private tutors sell the things to us. I mean, how is it possible that a paper can be just leaked like that? Every semester, there's a paper leak in UNISA. You can go back years. Every semester. And it's not only UNISA, even all these other universities. Now, our degrees will be labeled as worthless because of certain people who just want to make money.
That's the problem, you see. That's the problem. Yolisa, you've also had an issue with UNISA. What's yours?
My problem is that we wrote the LAA law of evidence on the 8th of November. This paper was leaked. Minutes before the exams, we received a thing called a scope. This scope was captioned, "Let's pass together." And immediately after the exam, we could realize this wasn't a scope. It was the memorandum of the paper. And the lecturer is downplaying this, saying that the student are playing foul because they did not study. They want to repeat the paper. How is it a coincidence that a scope, a memorandum, is exactly as the paper that we wrote?
Wow, Yolisa. All right, tell you what, let's put those questions to UNISA, why don't we? Martin Ramotsela is the spokesperson for the University of South Africa. Martin, no doubt you've heard a number of people calling into the station this morning talking about problems with UNISA papers. And really the question is, how robust are your systems to deal with this kind of thing? It doesn't sound like they are at all.
Well, firstly, Bongani, indeed, we have been listening to the concerns that have been raised by the students on your platform. And also, in the last couple of days or weeks, the same has been happening on our social media platforms. I think, firstly, as a university, we want to really express our sincerest regret at this incident, but to also say to the students, we take this matter very, very seriously. But at this stage, we are unable to divulge a lot of detail around the investigation itself because it's at a very advanced stage. I actually confirmed with one of your colleagues yesterday that this morning we are having a meeting with all the parties that are part of this investigation because we recognize the fact that students are now frustrated. Students are no longer interested now in lip service. They want to see action.
How far back will your investigation go, Martin?
Look, the other matters that people raised from years gone by were resolved at that stage. But in this particular case, this investigation emanated from the exam sessions that set in May, June this year. And there has been this ongoing investigation by our team at UNISA working jointly with the Hawks and the Commercial Crimes Unit.
So you're looking at the May, June exams?
Come again?
You're looking at the May, June exams?
Yes, that's when the team was set up jointly between ourselves and the Hawks and the Commercial Crimes Unit, and we've been chasing after these people, and arrests are imminent, I can assure you. After this meeting today, when we emerge from it, we will be able to share a lot more detail around this investigation. That's one. Secondly, we'll also be able to share detail around how we've strengthened internal controls in the university.
Here's the difficulty, Martin. This has been going on for quite some time. The allegations were made in May. They're being made now. And in some instances, it's even the same subjects, the same paper. That would suggest to me you're going to be back at this place again because it doesn't sound like your systems are robust enough. If tutors are offering people the answers, the papers with their phone numbers on those offers, it really doesn't sound like your systems are robust enough to prevent this kind of thing.
I can assure you that when we emerge from this meeting, what we'll present will be robust enough to convince the students that we are serious about this matter, we are serious about dipping it in the bud. Actually, even ourselves as a university, we recognize the impact it has on our reputation as an institution. So it's not a matter that we take lightly. But we just want to plead for patience until we've seen these people in this team to make sure that everything is in order.
Pleading for patience, Martin Ramotsela, the UNISA spokesperson. Is that enough? Is that as your plans are put on hold as you go and write a paper that's been leaked, as you don't get the marks that you are due, everything from leaked exams to the wrong papers. Is the UNISA degree worth the paper it's printed on? That's the question.